Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
To El Zwering.
This topic, yo, hits home because I'm currently working, this company is owned by a Christian woman. She says so, but her actions. Okay, so 2019, I got the job, right, at this company. And she was offering less than what I was getting. But because I was unemployed from since 2018 and nothing was coming, I was like, no, let me take it.
Yes.
I'll work my way up. But unfortunately, she's been promising me to get market value salary since 2019. Even today, I'm still not getting even close to market salary. And I promise you, the job I do more, it's a job that requires like 2 to 3 people.
Sure.
And I'm basically a manager, but like it's bad. And to think that there are already like 3 people, in fact 4 people who came and left because of the way I taramba tukating hanabu too, and like she's a narcissist. Like, manipulative. Like, when you say your issues or voice out your issues, like, it's like she emotionally blackmails you. Like, to a point, yori, waru hakana. Maybe you did maybe a mistake, nyana. She will shout, and aru hakane. And you ask yourself, Kanti, what kind of Christian are you? Like, Murutere, I don't know, like, to a point where, you know, when you're overworked, where people come and go, and now you're forced to do people's jobs. I even train people there that come. And I'm still not getting what I'm supposed to get. And every time when it comes to salary negotiations, she gives you a runaround, and she will tell you how, no, we feel entitled, we must... I must appreciate whether we have jobs. People don't have jobs out there. Why do we feel entitled? We must be grateful that we're working and we're getting something at the end of the month. But we're basically being exploited.
Sure.
And you know, Murutere, I remember even, I think it was this year, there's a point where she said, no, she'll be off like for a week. She's going to a church mission. And, you know, I'm sorry, but I couldn't believe that this person who treats people who doesn't care about people's livelihood, all she cares is work, and, like, you must do her work. She doesn't care you're sick. Like, even when you're sick, you have to explain why you're not coming to work. And to a point where I remember last year, I had peptic ulcer because of stress. So I was booked for a whole week. Now I was being questioned if I'm really sick, and she wants to see, because I had to take blood tests and whatnot. She even wanted to see my blood test results to see if really I'm telling the truth or not. So it's a lot, Murutere. Like, Christians are not being Christians at work. Christians are Christians who own business, are Christians at church. But in the work environment, they're monsters, they exploit us, and they just want us to make money for them. They don't even care. Murudri, sure. Like, it's bad, Murudri. When you want to take leave, it's a fight. You literally fight to take off.
To take leave.
To take off. This year I tried to fight to get a raise. Murudri, I was blackmailed. I was emotionally blackmailed. So, like, when you try to speak up, you know, even if maybe there's something wrong, you try to tell her, okay, I'm going through such and such at home and whatnot, trying to motivate to get an increase. Trust me, she will use whatever you tell her in confidence against you at some point to tell you off, or to use it against you and like, put you down. So, Murudure, hey, we're having a tough in businesses with people who say they're Christians.
Yeah.
And at some point, she even wanted to plan her retirement with me to say she wants to go full-time into ministry. So, you know, I even asked God, I'm like, God, How would this person go full time into ministry when she can't treat people properly at her job, like
Right.
at her business? People who make like people who are making her money, she can't treat them well. Like, we're not saying she must baby us, but you know, to have that common sense, to have that sympathy, to ubalibotu murutire. Hey, yeah, we're seeing things murutire.
Sure. Yeah. Hey, yes, I'm a rabbakam.
Yeah, no.
And she's complaining about her boss, Umzalwane. We are humble, we are guma mission. I'm a Christian mission, Mara La Payana. We have a blackmailer, treats them quite bad. You know, Uma Ukula Faneluleten, I'm a blood test. A certificate, this is only girls out, doctor. Agas phone is sick letter, le agai phone ufuna I blood test results. Abo ne uguti ngempela. We are la. Hey, my daughter.
But umfundisi kwenye nto ungamsolo ungamsuki. AmaKristu nawo anokwenza imikhuba athatha kungathi aye kwadoda hamba ayobhalisa ama-sick note la angekho.
But lo uthi, yeah, lo uthi no, I've done it. I am underpaid, I am ill-treated, use developing a stress emsebenzini. Abantu baze barizayinile nusasele laphayana because she herself is a child of the Most High. Uyabona? And uyasebenza nanoma angasaholelwa kahle. But still uyasebenza. And i company yomzalwane.
Yeah, makamkhumbuze izwi.
Yeah.
Kuthi izwi lithe. Izwi lithi. Because the Bible does not, you know, when you go to Ephesians chapter 6, don't undermine them. No. Don't underpay them. Because see now you learn to kutina. Kukwamela, intiamela. Forgetting kutina, you are just a minister. God has entrusted this business to you. Do you remember ukuthi Jesu ufike wakhuluma about the manager? Do you remember about that story? Atina, just a certain owner of the business, wapuma wahamba washiya manager sabe washaya bonke nabantu ibamachita ngendlela ibona ngayo. Utina, not knowing ukuthi umnikazi we business yes. So in this case, I own a business, but the business, I'm just a minister. God has entrusted the business to me. I must give an account to the Lord. There is accountability before the Lord.
Yeah.
That is the reason Apostle of Paul, Onesimus, Apostle of Paul, Onesimus, No. Ubuya for that Onesimus buyela lapha kwanza umuntu wayesebenza kuye. But wena usebenzisa Onesimus, umsebenzisi seko wazi ukuthi umntana kaNkulunkulu.
Yes.
In other words, kulapho seku-apply khona Galatians chapter 6 verse 10 ukuthi yenzelani bonke kodwa kakhulu bendlu yokukholwa. You understand?
Yes.
So there is a need to put up an integrity with business. There is a need to put up an intelligence with good business. You don't just do a business for the sake of doing because we are honor. No. Give accountability before the Lord.
Yeah. I hear you quite well. We're taking your calls. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. Tell us what is or what has been your experience. Thank you to Ellen Zwering about her experience. And it doesn't look like a good one, man. It doesn't look like a good one at all. The experience that she has had at the hands of a person who is a Christian. Send us your WhatsApps 082657-2729 or drop us a voice note on the WhatsApp. Otherwise, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
Faith, hope and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up. A time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Real radio for real people, serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
Here's a message from Frank. Says, good evening there. I want to start a side hustle of selling clothes. So I've been browsing on internet, just checking things that are in demand and affordable. Some of the things that I saw are very nice, but they cause men to stumble. I think it mustn't only be about money, but it must be about how much impact will it bring to your buyer and people who are going to be seeing him or her. Sometimes we might increase prostitution unintentionally because of the love of money. That is Frank there. So Frank says, le impahla lezi abekacabanga ukuthi naza ngazithengisa, ecabanga ukuthi hey nanoma imali ikhona la kungcono ngihoqise kancane, because le impahla lezi yilezi ezivezayo, uyabona. Ya uthi hey ngiyasaba ukuthi le impahla zinga increase prostitution. Now the moral here, kunalaba bathi anginandaba mina ngiyathenga as long as ngenza imali, ungathini ngaloko mrudi?
Mrudi, I think unkulunkulu kumele akhulumisane nenhliziyo yakhe.
Yeah,
you know ukuthi na yidisipal kumele kube unkulunkulu akhulumayo kuye. Yeah. You know, kunezinto we as a body of Christ, I don't do this, but most of the times I say kutina unkulunkulu azokuyekisa into angafuni ukuthi uyenze. And into unkulunkulu angafuni ukuthi uyenze already uyayazi wena. Ufuna nje just opinion from us, but unkulunkulu already ukhulumile kuwe.
Yes. Sure. We take Kubeka mfundiso.
Benkonda ku edda ku mama lo suka lapha.
Yes.
Loka.
Yeah.
Deuteronomy chapter 24 from verse 14. Makamnike bothia, did not take advantage of a hired worker who is poor and in need. Whether that worker is a fellow Israelite or a foreigner residing in one of your towns. Pay them. Verse 15. Pay them their wages each day before sunset, because they are poor and are counting on it. Otherwise, they may try to the law against you, and you will be guilty of sin.
Mm.
So the lady who Nabu Amu Nabuaka Shintuka Pestwana must give that details to the boss.
Mm. Now here they say the boss doesn't pay her well. The boss doesn't actually treat her well. The boss uyabathuka elokhu ngumzalwane uyabathuka uyabahlambalaza. Even though basebenza abanye babalekile yena usasele. The boss also uyahamba bashe banjalo. Useqedelele naye sekagula aphethwe istress umsebenzi.
Deuteronomy chapter 24 verse 14 and 15. Makayithatha mnike. Ngakayithatha mnike ayibhale phansi amnike abimayela uNkulunkulu ukuthi because uNkulunkulu akafuna ukuthi na abantu babayisebenzele then uthinke uthatha ama-advantages. No. Where the law sebenza akumelanga athatha ama-advantages. Nawe uyibhosi yakhe akumelanga uthatha ama-advantages.
Absolutely. 012-334-1322. You can talk to us directly there. Tell us what's your stand on this. And believers and those who are in business, are they doing quite well? Are they treating everybody quite well? Is it supposed to be that way? And I said to our brother Lapeana Guti, you must send us a message that is right, a message that we can look into. You know, a message that we can relate to the program. And not just, you know, messages as in, they have nothing to do with the program, but people are sending them here. And we won't read them. I'm sorry about that. 012-334-1322. Give us a shout. Let's hear what you say on this matter.
It's more than radio. It's a way of life. It's 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
In today's rush world, there is limited time for yourself. Your cell phone, however, is with you all the time. So why not use it? Visit our Radio Pulpit website with your cell phone and restore your soul. There you can find out more about Radio Pulpit, download the Bible to your cell phone, read Word for Today, and you can listen to us online. Just visit www.radiopulpit.co.za, especially developed for your cell phone. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You're at 657 AM, radio caring, 24 hours a day.
Are we finding much of the times believers who own businesses taking advantage of those who work for them? And when it comes to offering services and also working, are we finding Christians really amongst those who are believers, they do well. Amongst those who are not believers, they even cheat and rob them. What are some of the ethics that you would say, these ethics, ziyafuneka? Imigomeso iyafuneka. Send us a WhatsApp 0826572729. Give us a shout 012-334-1322.
The words of the Lord are words of life. Your heart is on 657 AM.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Andy Sambanza there. And of course, Lucas Morena, I don't know why you sent that one. If you can elaborate even more and tell me why you sent that message, and then we'll play it. Michael Scott. Michael Scott, this is an invitation. I won't be able to read it because it doesn't talk about the topic, man. I'm sorry about that. Send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. Let's hear what you say. We are talking about believers and ethics, you know. Believers and ethics, and, you know, are they really people whom we can say these are people who have the true ethical, you know, stance of the word? Do they apply the word in their businesses? That's all. Do believers apply the word in their businesses? If you have a business, tell us how you apply the word. If you work for a Christian company and you're getting a treatment as if, tell us what you're experiencing. And if you say, hey, I have people that work for me and they are Christians and they are taking advantage. They are taking advantage of me because I am a Christian boss. Bayangihlukumeza, bayayilovela. Beza ngama-Tuesday, kwesinye isikhathi mabafuna ukuza. Abanandaba. They just come when they want to come, and they know ukuthi I will just say, yeah, kulungile, kulungile. You know? So let's hear what you say. 012-334-1322. Give us a shout. Otherwise, you can send us a WhatsApp. 082-657-2729. All right. Now, Ruti, let me bring this again to you. I'm just going to read the word and the ethics that are there with regards to the word and business. Now, I was looking at Proverbs, Muruti. I want to go to Hebrews. Hebrews chapter 6, verse 11 says, "And we desire that each one of you show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope until the end." Are we finding believers showing continuous diligence in business? Or iqala mhlawumbe mabasaqala imali seyingena manje abasazingeni manje imali seyangena sebanemali siba ama celebrity business people abasayingeni. Why sithola kunjalo much of the time? Then umuntu ezobambukele nale nale sekahluleka ukwenza umsebenzi wale nale ugodle yonke imisebenzi and akasakwazi ukuyenza manje le msebenzi. What say you, Mruti?
I-diligence, Mruti, iqala umuntu esaqala i-business because usabiza ama-customer. Once ama-customer aqala aba maningi, uqala aba rude kuwo.
Eish.
Yeah, so uba yiseleb. You know, kunento ngangikhuluma ngayo la kufratena. Ngangikhuluma ngabo F about 3. Engibabalekayo kakhulu.
Yeah.
One of the F is female. Ukuba finance, ama finances.
Yeah.
You understand? Once wafuna lezi zinto lezi lapha kakhulu, ulahlekelwa yibuwena. Then again, go about getting into a famous to get into some finance to get into family. You understand? So, you know, umuntu uba diligent, uma aqala a business, yaqala yakhula. Ah, kona ke. There was a guy lapha mfundisi wamthumele video.
Yeah.
Ethi umfundisi wami siqale kahle enkonzweni. Inkonzo yayincane imidlala imidlala i-keyboard yonke nale nto lapho abantu bajabulela imuziki kuqala kugqala 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 then aqala ke asibiza ukuthi yini nabafana yini nabafana akasasibiza ukuthi nase singa njengoba wayeyenza ukuqala ukuthi hey bantwana bami sasibiza yini nabafana yini abafana bami lesinto yini abafana bami lesinto. Umbona uthi umbona ukuthi uyakhukhumala ugcwele uma afika uthi kanibonisa ukuthi uyabona le ntamba kumele angihamba la aniqalise phansi yonke into i-setup eniyibekile i-similar to the business esiyenzayo uma i-business iqala umuntu uba ne-respect ukhuluma kahle nabantu uthobekile mani ngendlela ephansi my cool business. Akasawenzi umsebenzi. Akasawenzi izinto. Akasa iyo lento engikhuluma ngayo is church ukuthi na we as abantwana bakaNkulunkulu even in the church in the business of the Lord uthola inqeko ifika ngo 11 uma izongena ephupi kuya worship esontweni kuya praise kwenza yonke into akakafiki usaphuza iti endlini or usandlule kuma spice le bese ukuthi awandlula athole isikhafteni
yo
afika esontweni la seba worshipile or uma afike basa worship ohlala phansi yena sivilise incwadi asifundise incwadi inganamsebenzi bapraise abawoshipa ngoba yena engqondweni yakhe ulapho kokuthi baworshipa mina labantu so when people bring business treat them with respect and praise the Lord do it as if you are doing to the Lord uNkulunkulu ufuna ukuthi uma tetana rey unginikeza i-business ukuthi mangiyele mangingayenzi ukuthi ngiyenzela utetana rey kodwa ngiyenzela uJehova Sibawuti Yahuwa Hamashiach uqobo lwakhe angenzelanga wena and ukuthokoza kwakho ukuthokoza yena more blessings are coming to me you know I was surprised one day uma ngishake izandla zakhe enkosazana Zulu I was doing a business somewhere hotel
Yeah.
In village hotel. Yes, I'm a headboard one up. You understand?
Yeah.
Not knowing because that lady of the hotel. Diligence. Yokuthatha yokubeka endaweni yamakhosi.
Yeah.
Bakhombana ngawo bathi let us bring this man he will do it. Diligence yokuthatha yokubeka phambi kwabantu lapho ungacabangi khona. That is the reason even when ngamukusho la when I teach the word ukuthi guys when you go to preach preach as if bonke labantu bana bazi ukundlula wena because as you are preaching you must know ukuthi nakunabantu bazi lento wena ucabanga ukuthi uyayazi bona bayazi kancane
yes absolutely
so if you have nothing to say speak what is in the word and sit down there is something o Professor Mlambo apha ngokuyisho lapha eMonza yo athi abo 3 stand up, speak the way they sit down. So, it's similar to the business. When you are doing a business, do it as if you are doing to the Lord, Jehovah.
Ngiyakuzwa. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Real radio for real people serving a real God. Tune in to Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Download our app and listen on radiopulpit.co.za.
All right, send us your WhatsApp 082-657-2729. You can also drop us a voice note on the WhatsApp. And we're talking about business ethics, believers and business ethics. Are we practicing that which is written in the word when it comes to business as believers? And we're taking your calls and of course also your WhatsApps. Let's listen to Delmain.
Hey, good evening, Pastor Ray. Good evening, Radio Pulpit family.
Hi.
Pastor Ray, I trust you well. and I greet everyone.
Thank you so much.
In that beautiful name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I'm listening to the discussion tonight, and for me, it's I would like to say that it's more about our convictions as employees, as employers, but most and first and foremost about who the God is that we serve, whose we are and who we belong to. Because if we have that reverence, then it almost becomes so very much easy to not allow ourselves to treat each other that way, like the lady shared, because we are mindful of the all-knowing, omnipotent, omnipresent, loving God that is always aware of our doings. And so, because I was in such a situation myself. I worked for 3 years for this employers, and things weren't that nice. And I actually got the scripture from James. Oh, I think it's James that says it's, something like that we shouldn't do our work like we do it for them, but we should do the work that we do as if we do it to God, for God himself. And so that was always my, that's what motivated me. However, the Holy Spirit also tugged so much on me to reveal his light in and through my life in order to bring that employer to the conviction of, no, this isn't the way to do it. That's how you should do it. There's another way to do this and that. And that wasn't even Christians. They weren't saved. And at the end of the day, after the 3 years that I worked there, I can really, I could look back and say, thank you, Lord, for allowing me to be a light to your people. So many a times we are being sent into these places to be the light, to not be so very sometimes skeptical of the situation and of the person and of that which they still haven't got deliverance from, and ask the Lord to empower us to see why it is that he placed us there. What's the purpose for me being here? What does it serve? Is there a purpose that I, how can I be the light in this dark area that the Lord opened me up to? You know?
I hear you quite well, Delmaine. Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. It looks like, you know, we're getting calls from people who say, I've had a boss who was like that. I've had a boss who was treating me quite bad. But I thank the Father because he reminded me of his word and how I should behave towards that kind of boss as a believer. Because sometimes you find someone losing it because you become angry in the moment, and then you see believers, and they say, "No, I'm a Christian." And you see them in the small claims court. You find them dragging one another into courts. You know, we see that those things quite often, much of the times, a very sad sight indeed, where believers are dragging one another into court because they are not treating one another well in business. So the other one has not been treating the other quite well in business and has been shortchanging the other, abusing their authority and power, you know, and abusing also their role and statuses. Those things happen. Give us a shout. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith and love on 657 AM. Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM. 657 AM. The sounds of your life.
Radio Pulpit understands that praying alone isn't always easy. So, join us to form a chain of prayer for you and with you. To do so, send in your prayer requests on 067-429-7564. That is 067-429-7564. Or alternatively, email us on prayer@radiopulpit.co.za. That is prayer at radiopulpit.co.za.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
Namuruti, the notion, Yoguti, okay, much of the people who had sent messages basically say, ish, yeah, there is an element of truth on those who are believers, and they are bad bosses, you know. But also those who say, I'm a believer, but I'm hired by a company where they are non-believers, but I work there. It's an accounting firm or whatever firm it is, but I work there. And because I am a believer, I make sure that I am diligent and all those things, but still experience some bad treatment. What should I do when it is like that? How would you respond to such a person, Muruti?
Yeah, Muruti, umunye nomunye wesazi strength anaso.
Yeah.
Yeah, number one, you must know yourself, discover yourself. Ukuthi strength enginaso isinjani. So if maybe you see kutina position your authority,
yeah,
while you can't exercise authority, you know yourself. You understand?
Yes.
Better not to apply for that position. Better not to apply, because if you apply that position, your authority, where you have to exercise authority, while when our call you can exercise authority, then you can assist Shokuti be harsh to the people.
Yeah.
But to give them the law of the company. Because each and every company, in a territorial, I mean, to be rude to them. No. But, you know, if you can't be, if you can't exercise authority, then okay, stay away. That is my way of talking. Maybe also matanyela, we are type or whatever you are doing. Man ube kwale ungabe na position. But when you apply for a position where you have to exercise authority, authority say uyiqhale khanda. In order yokuthi na usuke endlini uxabane nobaba wakwakho or uxabane nomama kwakho ubuye uzophofula la. Phezu kwabantu ubanikeza izinto ungasiyizo because uxabane uthi inkinga ngeni stress. No. La kufuneka izinto zala emsebenzini ezakho endlini zokuxabana nobaba kwakho or nomama kwakho ezakho lezi phelela le egeyitini yasefemini. Uzobuya uzithwale uhambe nazo. Labantu abala bafuna ismayile, bafuna ukuzwa ukuthi ukhuluma izinto zala FME.
Yeah. Absolutely, absolutely. Thank you so much to Julia Twala, and I can see there that you are continuing with the promises that you made on Videothon. Thank you very much. You have sent two messages there. Lucas Moren, I still want you to elaborate on what you sent me there, because I really do not understand the message. We are talking about, you know, believers' ethics, the morale that we find in the word. If you are a believer and you are in business, what should be the morale? Are we finding that we are falling short of the morale of the word? And are we being taught the word? Ukuthi kufanele siqhube kanjani ama-business wethu uma siyabo bathina bo somashishini. Yes, we should know as to how basically we need to be conducting our businesses. Are we conducting them quite well in the ethics or in the corruption that we see so prevalent? Send us a WhatsApp 0826572729, and you can drop us a voice note also there, or give us a shout, talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322.
Our family is just getting bigger and bigger. Welcome to 657 AM.
All right. I'm looking also into Romans 12, verses 8. It says, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. And I want to look into that aspect of diligence. Are we running short, Muruti, of believers who would come and say, let's make a conference about business leadership in the church or amongst believers, where we would talk about diligence? Do we have such seminars, Muruti, where business people are coming together who are in the church and are able to network and speak about the ethics that they apply and are able to sharpen one another and say, look, this is how things are, this is how things should be? Are we seeing that much of the time, Muruti?
Yeah, Muruti. Lapha ku-Eastern Pastors Fraternal sinokuyenza leyo nto lena.
Yeah.
I don't know about other fraternals.
Yeah.
But it's good also as ama fraternal ukuthi ba equipane ukuthi na ba understand the business. We must remember ukuthi na in the body of Christ akusho wonke umuntu ayoba umfundisi, akusho wonke umuntu ayoba umvangeli. Wonke umunye nomunye unendlela uNkulunkulu amnike ngayo ukuthi aqhuba impilo yakhe. Then, if we discover lapha enkonzweni ukuthi there is a businessman, hayi ngokuthi kumele simthathe ke angasabi businessman abe ubishophi sesimkhonza. No. Makaqhubeke abe businessman, but let us give that person ama morals, ama values. Yokuba umntana kaNkulunkulu as he continues to do his business yakhe. So it's very important as a body of Christ ukuthi na sihlanganyela ba equip abantu abayenza i-business. God is not against the business. God is against somebody who worship other gods. And God, uJesu azanga thina umuntu urich angeke angene ezulwini. But it is difficult.
Yeah.
For a rich person, akasho ukuthi angeke angene ezulwini. But it is difficult for a rich man to go to heaven. You understand? So, we need to equip these people. Abo Matthew laba la kwakungabo ma businessmen. Abo Dr. Lucas kwakungabo businessmen. Apostle Paul was a businessman. UPeter was a businessman ngoba kwakuwu fisherman impilo yakhe yonke wayeza ukudoba ifish ayithengi kuba ngeke adle ifish every day avuka ngefish ageze ngayo aze ayolala ngayo. No, somehow wayeyithenga ifish ukuthi abantu abakhona around basizakale. You understand?
Yeah.
We must remember ukuthi na also uElijah ngesikhathi se 3 years and a half ukuthi nakube nesomiso uhambe ayoqala ibusiness yalwa mama womfelokazi, amtshela ukuthi makathela amafutha ahamba ayowathengisa. That Elijah was starting a business for that late. So into idingakalayo as abantwana bakaNkulunkulu, God is not against the business, but we need to do a business in a diligent way. So let us equip abantu esinabo ebabandleni. Good. As much as you do business, number one, fear God. When you fear God, you fear umuntu azoba amela ngoba uNkulunkulu angeke umbone. Nanku umuntu umile phambi kwakho. Umrespect lo muntu lona. Uma respecta lo muntu, ajabule lo muntu. God also will behave with you. Intukuthela, unless kokuthi lo muntu lola uthukuthelisa into zakhe. But uma so let us equip these people ukuthi baphume bayenze business ngokumesaba uNkulunkulu.
We are taking your calls. Yes. Oh, Kubeka, sorry, Muruti. Sorry about
that. So, emafraternal wethu emabandleni lapho sibona khona ukuthi bakhona uthengisa itamati singabantu amayini nabathengisa amatamati singabantu abona abantu abamnike laphana kuma four way stop laphana emakhoneni bathengisa ama-scoppers let us call them ama-business amanye aqala lapho we must remember ukuthi uma sinabo maponyana bo-reset maponya babethengisa ibisi bahamba ngamabhasikini today they became billionaires. You understand? So singaba undermine labamile laphana kumako emakhoneni laphana bathengisa ama-scoppers aloka gijima laphana bekavikisana ney'moto ezindlulayo. Let us not undermine ukuthi hayi no akusiy business, i-business ile yamuntu wangempela. Umuntu wangempela umuphi? Ngoba uye umuntu wangempela lola. Let us keep this person ukuthi ahamba ayosebenza laphana agijima nalabantu labana abathengisela imoto yokuvula irobota agijime naye ayothatha le 200 lela kodwa ayenza ngokumesaba uNkulunkulu asibayekhupheli.
Yeah, we're taking your calls. Give us a shout, talk to us directly there 012-334-1322. Let's hear what you say on the matter and the very issue that we see today is that of business ethics that are not going as well as they should and as well as the word says. Do we find many people saying, look, man, we are in business as believers, but we don't check the word. We take time to check the word. Or we don't even know where to check the word. And there has been nothing that has been said in our churches by our leaders to tell us that now when you venture into business, this is what the father says. And others would say, yes, I've been praying and I've been praying quite a long time, but there has been to me some form of not knowing, not having a knowledge as to how I should go about with business. Bangshieng logu injalo. I don't know. Bangshieng logu injalo. You know, I don't understand. So you can send us a WhatsApp. Talk to us directly there. 012-334-1322. That's the line, the direct line here in the studio. And of course, you can drop us a voice note. 0826572729. I'm talking to Mfundisi Makam. And we are looking into this very issue. Now, Muruti, we are going towards the end of the show, and one of the things that really comes about is kwelete, because we're talking business ethics, is kwelete abantu abazithathayo ukwenza ama business wabo, some of is kwelete mfundisi bazithathe kubomashonisa aba very wrong aba very abolaqhash labayana abashayayo. others Muruti, others they are masking their businesses. They were in illicit businesses and stuff, and others have started quite well with the finances that they have. Now I want us to look into this, since this is ethics. If you start your business with the wrong money, what happens, Muruti? What's your take?
Yeah, most of the business is in the city. I approve a cool almost to call a business and then I do. Thinking I approve a good money to come out. When I started the business, then Petit Scare on Nana Amur, Scare the same Sabantana this call, it's a
matter.
Yeah, number needs the market, I need the last 50 number. The cocoa, so that. So that thing, this is what I do. This is what I do.
Yeah.
You understand? That is how I used to market myself. And keep the business, I'm busy, it is strong. You understand?
Yeah.
You know, when we started business with the wrong man in this, in business, most of the times I laughed. Most of the times. La is good to open a business without ukwazi ukubeka isenti phezu kwelinye, ubeke isenti phezu kwelinye, ubeke isenti phezu kwelinye. God is good for people abamethembayo ukuthi uNkulunkulu noma ngabe noma lokhu kungathatha isikhathi, but God will one day will come to my rescue.
Yes.
After 2 years in Gijima, you took his spirit in the spirit view, you took his spirit in the spirit view. I bought a car. You understand?
Yeah.
So, it is the scene of how we were fought. So, we have to understand, when we started business with the wrong money, most of the band that started business, business I last. Most yabo are not bonke. Yeah, ngingabaphindi bonke, but most abantu that I mean, inkinga mfuna ukuthenga lokhu, ngithenga lokhu, ngithenga lokhu, hayi seyithuthile. Most abantu ama-business aba-successful, baqala bangena kumuntu, bastragilishe, babeka i-stand, abanye ne-bank account ingekho, abeka imali phansi kumqamelo, aqamele kuyo ngoba ne-bank account ayikho. Uma uqala ibhizinisi ngokuyocela imali komashonisa, uma kuphela inyanga, you must pay that man. If you are renting lapho uhlala khona, uma kuphela inyanga, you must pay mashonisa, you must pay umastani. And you must pay also nala uhlala khona. You must eat. You understand?
Yeah.
Then imali leyo uzoyithatha. You understand? Then the kumele manje uhamba uhlukumezana nabantu ukuthi hey kumele uboleke imali kuyovala imali, uboleke imali kuyovala leyana, uboleke imali kuyovala leyana. You understand ukuthi na at the end of the day sewuba ukudina ebantwini.
Yeah.
So better to start small. Iplane alivele ligibela phezulu. No, lisuka la ligijima uqala. Libamba umoya.
Ibambe njalo mrutu wami, ibamba njalo mrutu waka. Itikthati kola. Hello baba, siyabonga.
Okay, wendisi. No, nami ngingathola isimo leso. Da, lo muntu ngamsebenza zangibhadaye.
Yo.
Ngikhe senke kiyo ngamsebenza, ngathola final ayigendini. Ngikhe ukuthi zakuphela inyanga ngibhadaye, ngizena kuza kuzena vito. Ngicabanga ngifikmeli ngemayakhe we. Ya abantu abanjalo bakhona mara na ubheka lapho ku-Amose ve-6 ithi umaetaicilongo emzini bengasabi abantu na umuzi ungatshelwa ngokubi engakwenzanga uJehova na
eyi madoda
yakusuka kuya lapho ku-Obadiya uqala 5.
Yes.
Iti uma masela efika kuwe nabaphangi ebusuku. Yeka ukuphitha kwabo. Yebo hayi. Eh baba sebanikise na. Ya, sithi lo muntu la ocinya abanga. Ikebe ungespa munkolo tuze wase bona.
Yeah.
Wathi le malanga nyanga mina wanyisa lesikebeni. Si. Kodwa mina sangiye ngisebenzile bona. And manje okunye usathi khuluma manje usathi wenza manje uthi ninegebenga ozikuthakele 35,000 bona.
Sure.
Manje le mathi mfethu ufunda ebhayibhelini sichaza loko ukuthi vele nawenzeka abantu ubugebenga na uNkulunkulu uzokuphindisela.
Eyi madoda.
Okay, ngiyabonga mfethu uJohanisi.
Siyabonga Johnny, inkosi kubusise kakhulu bhuti wami. Thank you.
Okay.
Awuzeke. We're taking your calls. You can give us a shout, talk to us directly there 012-334-1322. Johnny uthi he once worked for someone who really was tricky, you know, and was doing things in a way that is not good and owing them money and all the things. And once opened scripture for him and said, look, what you do, it will also come to you. You know, if you cheat people their money, you will also be cheated.
Yeah.
What do you say on that, Muruti?
I forgot, it was ever
yeah.
You plant. Ever you plant.
You shall reap.
You will reap. So, I'm sorry, I'm sorry to hear this. Kutuna, I'm sorry. And I believe Kutuna, my I'm 76. Unkulunkulu azodila nenhliziyo yakhe ngoba unkulunkulu akawazi amandla omuntu and unkulunkulu is the god of his word whatever he says uyayenza yeah so just wait and unkulunkulu azodila naye but also indaba ye-waiting we have also kuthina as wait qhubeka uloko uyofuna imali yakho mhlamba uNkulunkulu umdinga ukuthi isaphi.
Yeah, kunzima. Kunzima when these things really come across.
Yeah, kunzima.
That which you have been doing in the lives of people now seyenzeka kuwe. You know, people are experiencing these kind of things. It's quite sad. All right, give us a shout. Talk to us directly there, 012-334-1322. And you can also send us a WhatsApp, 082-657-2729. And let's hear what you say. We're talking business ethics. Are we well-versed when it comes to the word of the Father about business ethics? Are we well-versed? Are we well-versed when it comes to the issue of business ethics? Let me go back to 2 Kings chapter 12 verses 15. It says, moreover, they did not require an account from the men into whose hand they delivered the money to be paid to workmen, for they dealt faithfully. It's important to deal faithfully. Laba bakusebenzayo ubakhokhele. Laba bakwenzela umsebenzi ubakhokhele. Nabo bonke badinga ukukhokhela. Laba benza umsebenzi bawenze. Let them do the work faithfully. And of course, those who also are getting services, they should get services that are given to them faithfully. And they must pay also faithfully. The word requires that. There should be faithfulness. Faithfulness is the bottom line of Christian ethics in business. Muruti?
Injalo Muruti. Injalo Muruti. Faithfulness.
Yeah.
Faithfulness. We must be faithful. Not only to people, but to God. You know, when you are faithful to God, then you'll be faithful to people. You understand? So when we do business, kumele sinesabe uNkulunkulu. You know, if you fear a son, was a son, this is a sin, then you'll be faithful to God and the people will love you. Only few are the but most abandoned about they will deal with you in an honest way. So, uNkulunkulu udinga ukuthi sibe faithful.
Yeah. Yo. Now, it happens in some instances also that a person has not been dealt well. And someone has asked this question, saying, what do I do if the person who is supposed to pay me for the services hasn't paid me? It's a year. I have forgiven him. Does it mean that person doesn't owe me anymore? Muruti, what would you say?
We have all. Yeah, you can forgive, but I'm sorry, we have quelle.
Yeah.
Hey, you forgive him, but it does not mean you could do better.
Yeah.
You understand? You know, there is this story, chapter 18, about this man who was owing a king.
Yeah.
Then the king I'm calling.
Yes.
I'm calling Nanga Kutina Akasa Owe Yim Kolen.
Utaka Patelang is cut.
You understand? But at the time Wahamba Ambamba Umuntu. I'm forced to go Patan. In course in Iya for school to farm.
Yeah.
Kube. Kwanga Melanga Patan. Gabeta I Jamabanging of Tolle Iuna Inga Sus. Yes, you forgive him, but I'm sorry, we have all. Futuma, oh, my friend, I'm going to put a teaching. She's there. I'm going to put a toilet and say, Puni, you can't. Yeah.
Tatting a yak.
Hey, my phone is in New England. I mean,
the glad de Lion. Okay, now the aspect of faithfulness is spoken in many instances, but our services, when it comes to business, they should be honorable. Above all else, they should give the Father the glory. It says these should be honorable. Our services should be honorable. 2 Corinthians 8:21, providing honorable things, not only in the sight of the Elohim, but also in the sight of men. What we do should bring honor to the Father in business. What do you say, finally? Says Valam Ruti.
Apostle Paul, uthina esikhathini esiningi uma akhuluma, but when you work as if you are doing it to the Lord, you are honoring the Lord.
Yes.
So whatever we do, we must bring that glory to the Lord. We must give that honor to the Lord.
Yeah.
Our job is under faith. We must serve. Makube utumo kuNkulunkulu uLobaba lo adumisa uNkulunkulu ngokubona into engimenzele yona neprice engimnikeze yona. You know kuna lento yokuthi uma sithatha futhi yabona special thina esila eFosforus umuthatha umuntu ohlala eSantini futhi umthatha 30,000 for igate, but uma uthatha umuntu wala eFosforus ba umthatha 5,000. Akuna honor that.
Yeah.
Understand why mina kumele ngithathe umuntu wase Santini is 50,000. Whatever we do must be honorable, must give honor to the Lord.
Yeah man. So Mfundisi, thank you so much. I really appreciate your time. Much blessings to you, sir.
Ngiyabonga Mfundisi wami, mana sifundiseni abantwana bethu kwenze business, singasabi ukubafundisa.
Absolutely, and thank you so much. Ngibabalele
endlini, sithi mabahlale endlini, bangayenzi lokho, no, mabafunde kwenze business.
Yeah, absolutely.
Abantu bangabimandiya bathathwa bohlala ezitolo zamandiya basasebancane.
Yeah.
Bafunde kwenze business. Today bazisima ngama BMW. Abethu balokhu bahamba bayosela imisebenzi. Let us teach our children to do business.
Absolutely. Muruti, thank you so much. Next week, we are talking about financial sins of leaders.
Amen.
We are touching on that, the financial sins of leaders. We are looking into that next week. I think we'll have an hour on that because we will be listening to the president on the show next week and have an hour to talk about that, the financial sins. It will be part one. Then we will take it over to the other week. Much blessings. Mfundisi, enko mumfundisa mina na kenza.
Bomba sine katekizi enko.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. And thank you so much for listening. To the King above all else, we give him glory, majesty, and honor. We exalt his holy name. There's none like him in our lives. Thank you so much. May the Father bless you. Tuda. Rabah.
657 AM. Streams of blessings.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.